just feel like I can't cope.
Yeah, prostitution I've done. And I'm doing it now to feed my habit. Telling my soulmate. And I used to sit there and serve up to the girls. What, 2 years later down the road, I'm the one walking up and down the road. And you just switch off anyway. Because that's what you're used to doing in the first place. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm used, well, I am used to getting abused. That's why I do it all the time. Because that's all I think I deserve. But I don't deserve it. You just do it to take drugs, to forget what you're doing in the first place. And then in the morning you're clucking because you need everything. And you're sick. And everything's coming back to your head. It's a vicious circle. All I am is a scared little girl. That's what I am, a hurt, scared little girl. And I go on like I'm being brave. I'm sick of going on like I'm brave. I'm only 22. And I feel like a 40-year-old with what's gone on in my life. I can't even read or write. What have I done? Wasted 10 years of my life. Thinking that I'm this odd girl at school and all this and that. That's where it starts from. And then for school. I'm talking personally, school. Like, I'll get embarrassed, innit? So then I'll get mad and act up and be horrible to people to make myself feel better. And I wasn't. I was frightened, and all I wanted was someone to ask me what's going on. Can't even read my letters. I'm 22. What a joke. Well, because I was a joker. I can't even go and get a job to answer a phone, to write down things, do you know what I mean? Oh, when I get out of this, mate, I've got lovely stories to tell my kids, mate, and to not do that. And I will get out of it. Mm-hmm. You just really got to want it, ain't you? And get out of the vicious circle. I'd hope that I can sort myself out and then help people like myself.
Yeah.
Who's been sexually abused, been in domestic violence. Even youth people, like, because that's when it all starts, when you think, oh, we ain't going to do you nothing. Yeah? Oh, a sniff here won't do me nothing. It all leads to worse things. I'd love to help people, but right now I can't even help myself. I can't even be a good mum. And the only way you're going to acquire your spirit is by helping people and giving back and doing nice things for yourself, even picking a flower for yourself, or going down to the riverside and looking at the beautiful view, seeing the birds in the sky. Do I take notice of that when I'm in my addiction? No. When I was clean, I did. Things where I wouldn't even notice, like clouds, the weather. Bloody seeing even any little things, what's growing on the trees, I forgot what they're called, what are they? When they blossom. Buds, that's the word. Don't even notice things like that. Beautiful things in this world, mate. People can't do it on their own, can they? You know what I mean? Carrie Nance has helped me, feed me. I've had showers here. Well, I come here often to have showers when I was out there homeless. Sit down and have a chat with you, I help you. It's a lovely place, really. One day I'll all grow into a beautiful flower.